Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Good day to you. Today is January 7th, 2019. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me as we gather and connect twice a week to talk about astrology and energies of right now. In today's show, we're going to talk about soul growth, Capricorn archetypes, and evolutionary empowerment. So how about that? We're going to cover some big things today that I hope really help bring clarity and grounding to the energies of right now. Capricorn archetypes are important because we're dealing with strong Capricorn energies right now with the Sun in Capricorn plus Mercury in addition to Saturn, Pluto, and the South Node in Capricorn. These energies are continuing on into 2020. So the more that we have clarity and certainty around these energies within ourselves, the more they will help with what we're choosing, what we are claiming, where we are taking responsibility, and how we are showing up in the world. I really think that's an important Capricorn archetype to be aware of. It's how you show up. It's how you really understand what matters and how you walk with integrity, how you take responsibility for all of your energy, all of yourself, not just, say, the light and the beauty and the wonderful things, but claiming the parts of ourselves that are still learning, that are still developing, the shadow energies that come up at times. We take responsibility for all of ourselves, and that truly is how we become higher conscious beings and how we walk with greater consciousness on the earth. So we're going to talk about some of these archetypes right now in this class. I mean episode. I keep saying class, don't I? But hey, take it as you want. I know for some of you this is a class, and I'm happy that I can offer this information to you in this format. This podcast has been on the air since 2012. I believe it was May 2012 when I launched this podcast, and every episode is available for free on Blog Talk Radio as well as on iTunes. And so you can go back and look at any other topics, any other guests or spiritual areas that I've covered through the years. I hope that they resonate with you right now, no matter what you're going through or what you might be experiencing. I hope this is a important library for you to make the most of. So if you're new to me and my work, just a quick introduction that I am an author. I have written 10 books myself, plus I have two other books that I have either been the publisher of or contributed to, so 12 books that I participated in. I love writing. I love sharing messages. Most of my books are nonfiction, and a number of them have all been number one or number two bestsellers. I'm excited to continue to share with you astrology. Astrology is something that I've been passionately studying for nearly three decades now, and I just hope to teach, share, and offer you more insights into astrology as well as into your own chart, because that is your own energy. So I hope that this program helps you with that. I also offer an introductory astrology course as well as a brand new course called The Astrology of Relationships that was just released. If you want to dive deeper into understanding those energies in your chart, it's more of an intermediate class because we talk about house rulerships and we look at all areas of your life through the lens of relationships. It's a deep dive into this part of your chart, and I hope you get a lot more out of it as well as advance your astrological studies. I have had the pleasure of partnering and working with a number of amazing healers, authors, spiritual experts, and guides through the years, and you'll also find their information on this podcast, and hopefully that introduces you to some more great work in the world and people who can support you with whatever might be coming up for you right now. So what we're going to do here, excuse me, I have to ask you first, I was about to get started and then I felt this jolt of weight. Check in. How did you feel that new moon solar eclipse on Saturday or Sunday, depending on your time zone? It was the eclipse at 15 degrees of Capricorn, and I felt it really powerfully. It actually literally required me to lay down. I felt vertigo. I felt dizziness. The night before, the electricity went out in my house and in my neighborhood. There were some parts of the grid, the electrical grid, that went down. There were big storms around the planet. There were big energies coming through at the time of the solar eclipse. And I also felt some nausea come up. I really felt tired. I felt exhausted. I had to change some of my plans. So these are just a few of the symptoms that can come up with these big energy waves. And I want to mention it because I want to normalize it. If you felt anything, you can, you know, our physical vessels feel a lot. And as we become more conscious, we can connect the dots into what we're feeling. So if you felt anything this past weekend, chances are it was related to that new moon solar eclipse. And I hope that you feel grounded, centered, clearer in what matters and in your own physical self and in the renewal of yourself. You can even feel that you need more food, you need more sleep, you need more water. All of these are typical symptoms of these big energy waves. So really quick checking in there that if you had anything come up over the weekend, especially starting on Friday, chances are it was related to these big energies that were coming through. And, of course, working with all of us, they really do affect all of us. But I feel like those who are more energetically sensitive really get knocked down the hardest. So hopefully you're doing better if you had that experience. When we're talking about Capricorn archetypes, as with all astrological signs, there are many ways that a sign is embodied, and the archetypes are important. The archetypes show up through our modern lives as well as through traditional means, myths, stories, other ways that the energy can basically be understood. And if you've listened to this show for a while, you know that in story time I talk about different types of archetypes, and most recently the Saturn and Capricorn archetype being Gandalf, being the elder, the one with wisdom and experience and knowledge, who's been around the block a number of times. Another way of understanding Capricorn archetypes is through the crone, and that's the feminine energy of wisdom, of the elder, of someone who has experience, who understands what it takes to be in the world. They have a sense of worldly experience and an understanding of the bigger picture, and perhaps you go to them for advice, for your inquiries, for your questions. It's the person you turn to that you trust who will guide you. Capricorn archetypes also involve our mentors, those who teach us, who show us the way, who light the path. They have the experience through their own real world years of this is what it means, what you need to do, this is what it takes to follow a path or to follow a professional direction. So mentors are part of Capricorn archetypes. We also associate the manager, the CEO, the boss, the person in charge as a Capricorn archetype. This is the person who is running the show and who is responsible for the results, for what happens, for how something is completed and delivered. They have the responsibility on their shoulders. So this is another archetype, another way that we can see how Capricorn energy shows up. Capricorn energy is also associated with the rules and regulations. So it is the police officer or the security guard or the person in charge of making sure the rules are followed and we adhere to regulations. We understand what we're meant to do within the structures of society, how we stay in line, so to speak. For example, one version of Capricorn energies is you're driving in your car and you get to a four-way intersection and the light turns red. And so you brake and you slow down. And then the other direction, the light turns green. Well, these are the laws of traffic, right? These are regulating the flows of traffic and ensuring that it's safe, that it's fair, that things move along. So traffic signals are another way of looking at Capricorn energy, because it's the rules in place that really form how we go about our lives, and it's meant to organize all the people and all the energies that are happening all around us that can be overwhelming if we don't have something in place. Otherwise, it would just be pure chaos. So Capricorn brings in these rules, these regulations, the structures, the policies, right? The way that we do business. So a mission statement is Capricorn. The procedures and the policies and how we need to follow the instructions, Capricorn energies. The more that we can understand how they support us, the more we energetically tune in to the good, positive outcome of Capricorn energies and how it's here to support the movement forward of societies, of things being reliable, of there being a way to follow what is meant to serve many, where we're meant to, yes, follow the rules, but they're for a reason. The governance, the policies, what we have in place that determine what creates a good society, what creates a healthy way of living our lives and going about our daily lives. And so Capricorn is associated with these structures. And so it's also about politicians, lawmakers, those who are entrusted to take care of society, whether that's at a city or local level, whether that's at a national or international level, right? It's all the governors, all the governance of our world, and how these create the framework of our lives and the rules and what we are understanding as important for our daily experiences, for what's important for our lives, and how there needs to be rules in place, and then the rule breakers have to be dealt with. And those who don't follow the rules, well, then there's consequences, or then there's karma. All of this is Capricorn. All of this is understanding that we need certain things in place, and that it ultimately is meant to benefit humanity. It's meant to benefit our lives and how we do business, how we go about our livelihoods, and how we show up in the world, because Capricorn is a public energy. It's how you're publicly, visible, but it's not always you're not always visible, but it's how we each participate in society and how we show up in a way that hopefully at its highest is about mutual respect, right? And how you want to be respected, and then therefore you have to give respect to others. Or you want to act in integrity and you want others to therefore act in integrity too. Capricorn is about good business and how it takes integrity to practice good business. And then there's bad business, where there's things that people think they want to try to get away with, or they do get away with, or what isn't seen, or where they believe they have a lot of power and they don't have to answer to anyone. Capricorn can be in the ivory tower and believing, well, I don't answer to anybody. And that's never really true, because energetically there's always cause and effect. Energetically, there's always something that's created by every action we take and what we choose. So there are consequences that show up. They might not be to another person, but they're the consequences of our energy. And this is also why Capricorn can be associated with karma. Karma is not meant to be good or bad. It's simply the ramifications of the energy that you put out there. So when you are walking through the world with integrity, with a sense of responsibility, you're showing up for work on time, you're paying your bills, you're following through on what you commit to, that is your energy in the highest and best form of Capricorn. Whereas if you are not showing up in the world in that way, then there are ramifications of those choices as well. I have a quick story I want to share with you about Capricorn energies And then we're going to move on here and talk about some of the ways to embrace your soul growth as we move through these energies of Capricorn, because Capricorn, it's interesting. Like, I'm getting the image of a gateway. It's a gateway energy right now that we're each having to work with and pass through. And it's dependent upon our own soul's growth in this lifetime and where specifically Capricorn energy is showing up for you in your chart, in your natal astrology chart, because that's where you're meant to be really pushing yourself into the highest realms of these energies and where you're meant to stand strong and stable and really feel clear in what you do. See, Capricorn can also be a hermit that is alone, that doesn't want to connect with anybody, that's like, don't talk to me. I'm going to be nestled in my cave and I don't want to interact. I just want to be alone in my own energy. Capricorn can be a workaholic where they feel like I've never achieved enough. I have to keep going. This is not good enough. I have to get the next title, the next pay grade, the next pay level. Capricorn is where we strive, and it can feel like it's endless, that that mountain peak can never be reached. So it can be the workaholic. Capricorn can be a bully. This is another archetype of the energies because it's all on a spectrum. So Capricorn can be the bully, again, that believes it can get away with anything, that it can just have its way and push through and doesn't care about feelings, doesn't care about people, doesn't care about relationships. It's only about what is accomplished at any cost. So the Capricorn energy is actually really tough, and it's meant to be where we strengthen ourselves, where you're meant to get stronger, where you're meant to see where perhaps you have some weak places or places that could be further developed to be stronger in yourself, but not necessarily in a way that takes you out of your power. You're meant to be feeling that strength running up and down your spine because Capricorn is your backbone. It's a backbone energy. It's literally associated with your spine, but energetically it's the backbone of who you are. So in your astrology chart, your planets or points in Capricorn provide you with that backbone, with that sense of this is the way I regulate my life, or I regulate my own energy. These are my terms. Okay, it's a contract. Capricorn is associated with contracts that we make, energetically, physically, and otherwise. It's like these are the terms that I'll agree to. This is what resonates with me. A lot of Capricorn energy can make you, again, a bully. It can make you too strict. If you have a lot of Capricorn or Saturn in your chart, you are someone who really wants the rules to be followed. You want there to be policy and order. You want things to be regulated, and you don't like the rule breakers. I mean, Capricorn is the ones that say, okay, you need to go the speed limit. You can't go any faster. Or you need to stand in this line, there's no shortcuts, or you need to take this course and go for this degree, and it takes time and energy and a lot of work. So there's that sense of how we spend our time as Capricorn, and the way that we want to follow rules, the way that we want to follow authority, the way that we believe that these structures of society matter. Capricorn is also associated with the military, for example, or anything with a hierarchy. So that's why it's related to business, big business, where there's often a vertical disbursement of power, right? The vertical disbursement being someone at the top, and then it goes down from there. These are all Capricorn energies because it's the structure of it. And, okay, you are the VP of finance, and you are the VP of operations, and you have the VP of marketing and sales, and so everyone has their own department, their own area, all Capricorn energies. So it's important to know this because you're going to start to see it more in our lives and in our world as all these energies start to gain more prominence and significance with Saturn and Pluto conjunct in Capricorn, plus the South Node in Capricorn, revealing which structures, which policies, which rules, which regulations are expiring and are no longer serving the greater good or no longer serving what that company is or what that company needs. I've heard of companies that were set up as a matrix organization. A matrix organization means that power is dispersed in a way that isn't necessarily orderly at first, and it can feel really sporadic. It can feel like who's in charge of who? Who's the boss? Or in a matrix organization, one person can report to three different bosses for three different areas of their job. So you could see that some companies restructure their internal organizations with the South Node in Capricorn in order to look at, well, what does serve the company? Or conversely, is it too chaotic? Is it too spread out? And it doesn't help to have three different bosses. How do we streamline this? How do we make this more conducive to productivity? So restructuring companies is a big part of these Capricorn energies too. So these are all the areas that are going to be renovated, reworked, restructured, and changed over the next few years. And I've mentioned before that it's good to keep an eye out on what is happening in the world and what's happening in businesses and what they're announcing or what they're changing, where they're being held accountable, where they're being held to higher standards, whether they're practicing good business or bad business, all Capricorn energies. So I have a story for you about this, because before this podcast, I was going through my own work history and thinking, oh, I know I have Capricorn stories to tell about this. And I remember a time 20 years ago when I was in college and I had my car. I had a Toyota Corolla that I needed every day for class, for work, just everyday life. And I took it in for an oil change. And I took this vehicle in to somewhere that was advertising a free brake inspection. So I dropped off the car, got the oil change. They did the free brake inspection. I came back to pick up my car, and I was waiting in line to pay. And there was a woman in front of me, an older woman, I'm guessing in her 70s or so, 70s or 80s, right, an elder. And the person at the counter was telling her, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be $300. This happens a lot. And this woman was really stressed out because basically he was telling her that she needed new brakes on her vehicle. And my assumption was that she did not have the money. She was on a fixed income, and she was really upset because she kept asking him questions. She's like, well, can I do this or can I do that? And she was trying to get more information about how to solve this problem, but she was really stressed out and really worried because then she couldn't drive. So somehow, you know, she was done at the counter, and then it was my turn at the counter, and I paid for my oil change, and the gentleman told me, well, we did the free brake inspection on your car, and it looks like your brake pads have less than 30% left on the brakes. And he gave me, you know, on the front tire, on the front brakes and on the rear brakes. He was giving me all these breakdowns. And if you're not aware, some cars, there's different kinds of braking systems, but when your braking pads are thin, the car doesn't brake as well, and the brakes are about to go out. So basically, he was telling me there's only less than 30% left on my brakes, and it can take a long time for brakes to wear out. So this was really unexpected, and he told me it was going to be at least $300 to have it fixed. Now, I didn't have a lot of money. I was in college. I didn't have an extra $300 at the time, and it really stressed me out. So I picked up my vehicle, and I called my dad. And I was looking for advice, like, what do I do? Do I just get this fixed right away, or do I get a second opinion? And he's like, well, you get a second opinion. I'm like, yeah, I need to get a second opinion. I took the vehicle to the Toyota dealership, and I walked in, and the whole auto department was actually managed by a woman. And I just thought that was so cool, because I didn't see that a lot, at least, that a woman was in charge of an auto department. So right away, I was like, wow, this is awesome just to talk to a woman about this. And so she told me that after they inspected my brakes, that I had at least 70% left on my brake pads and that I didn't need new brakes. And I was so upset. I was like, so these people are basically telling me I needed new brakes, but I didn't need new brakes. They were trying to get $300 out of me, and it wasn't justified. And she said, yes, that's probably what they're doing. We don't know about their business practices, but that's probably what they were doing. So I went home, and I called up this place that had gave me this information. And I asked to speak to the manager. And the manager got on the phone, and he went and got my report. And he said, yeah, it looks like you have less than 30% left on your brakes and that you need to make an appointment with us so that we can take care of that for you right away. And I said, well, I actually took my car in for a second opinion, and they told me I have at least 70% of my brake pads left. And so that's a big difference. That's significant to say 70% at one place, and you're saying less than 30. And he was quiet. And I said, you know, it seems to me that if I hadn't had a second opinion, that you would have eagerly taken in my car and my $300, and it could most likely be for work I never needed. And is that the case here? And you know, I just addressed it directly. And he said, well, you know, one of my employees looked at this. I didn't look at this. And all I can go on is off of this paperwork. And I said, well, I understand, you know, you as the manager, maybe you're not aware of what every employee is doing in your shop. But you should be aware of how your clients are being treated. Because as a customer, I think I'm being lied to. And he said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. And I said, this isn't about my feelings. This is about the facts. And the facts are I was given inaccurate information about my vehicle, and it's not only my vehicle, but I was watching as another customer in front of me was also given the same information about her vehicle. So I had this energy of this is not good business. And this is what Capricorn is showing us, right? We're seeing where there's good business or bad business. So the manager didn't have much to say to me, and he was probably stuck in a lie, and I don't know whatever transpired from that. I told him that I'm going to need to report this to the Better Business Bureau, which I did, which is a lot of work to report a business to the Better Business Bureau, but I felt it was my duty. I felt there was something important about that, that they wouldn't keep ripping off people. And I kept thinking about that woman in front of me who had no clue. And I don't know if she, of course, went ahead and got new brakes or not. And who knows her situation? I can't assume. You know, I'm only speculating here. But do you see that when you're looking at Capricorn energies, it's not about your feelings. It's about the facts. It's about the fact of how someone is showing up. It's about the fact of the information. It's about how you are able to stand with a backbone and face some of these facts and face some of these situations in your life where you're like, this is not good business. This is bad business, in fact. And I'm not going to be on the receiving end of this, and I'm not going to participate in this energy. And so when you stand strong in this part of yourself, you develop a new sense of strength and a new sense of self-respect, right? Because then you're getting that sense of, no, I can say what needs to be said here. So with this auto shop manager, of course, I don't know much about cars at all. But what I did from that situation, not only did I feel powerful addressing the scam that I believe they had been doing for a while, but I also realized I have the responsibility to make sure that I have information that allows me to make the right decision, even when I'm not an expert in this topic or field. Nowadays, you can Google anything, right, to find the information you need. Super simple. But 20 years ago, we didn't have that. So what I did after that incident was I went and bought The Idiot's Guide to Automobiles, or The Dummy's Book of to Automobiles. And what I did was every time I talked to anybody in an auto shop on the phone, I would open up that book and have a diagram of whatever they were talking about. Because if they're going to talk about the catalytic converter, I want to know what the heck they're talking about so that I can then ask the questions. So this is part of our empowerment, my friends. This is part of where you take ownership of it. You say, okay, I might not know a lot about this, but I'm smart enough to go get the information that will help me make the right decision. So I still do that with cars. It's not something I have to, you know, worry about much these days, but at least I know that I have resources that I can use to get the information I need. This is Capricorn, okay? This is where you say, I might not be an expert, but I know enough to get the resources I need to be educated, to ask the right questions, and to talk about this. So that could be for finances. That could be for your health. That could be for anything that you're doing in the world where you could feel like, I know there's people who have more information than me, but it's my responsibility to inform myself. It's also my responsibility to understand that I have a way to address this and to not feel powerless and to not feel that it's too much or overwhelming. Capricorn removes our feelings. It removes where we think we can't handle something and instead replaces it with, I can do this. I can figure this out. It might take time, effort, it could be uncomfortable, I'm going to feel like a fish out of water, I'm going to figure it out. So much of how our world is changing requires each of us to be willing to go into these new places and say, okay, I will do what it takes to get the answers I need or to get the information I need so that I'm strong in my power. I'm strong in what is best for me. I want to make an informed decision, and that can take time. Capricorn is associated with the time it takes to get something done. So you don't have to rush it forward. You don't have to rush to figure it out. You want to make informed, mature, responsible decisions that you feel support your integrity. Easier said than done. But it's important right now. It's really, really, really important. It's going to continue to be important. So think about where in your life and where in your world you might have to allow more time, but it will be worth it. And you'll feel it in you. You'll feel like, oh, I really got to the heart of something, or I really feel like I made the right choice or the right decision because I didn't rush it forward and I allowed myself what I needed to be on top of it. Capricorn's about being on top. It's about being at that place of, I am the authority in my life. I am responsible for the choices I make. So back to this auto shop. It's my car. I had to make the right choices for it. And thankfully, I was given an opportunity to get a second opinion and to make the right choice around an area of life that I didn't know a lot about, and I felt really intimidated. I felt like, well, surely this is correct. But they say, you know, it's great to get that second opinion for anything that's important in our lives, like your health, for example. But I feel like we can hold ourselves back because we don't realize the options or the choices or how to go about that. This Capricorn energy is saying you're meant to get clearer on how to move through life on your terms. And that you're not supposed to hold yourself back. So I loved having that book on understanding automobiles. And I was able to ask smart questions, informed questions, and I was able to talk the language through the years with different mechanics or different people. And as that energy in me shifted, as I started to feel more competent, and I was like, yeah, I can figure this out. Yeah, I know what questions to ask. My energy changed my confidence increased, and I started to connect with higher integrity people, mechanics, and in auto shops. Not that I've been in a lot of auto shops through the years, but I've had things come up, right? And there's been an accident, or I've had to ask questions, or there was insurance. So it was a good experience in saying, okay, I started off feeling overwhelmed, uncertain, and knowing nothing about cars, but through the years, I know a little bit more, and I figured it out, and now I believe in myself and my ability to figure it out, and I can ask the right questions. And when you approach it in that way, it changes you, it changes how you show up, it changes how you appear to other people. All Capricorn. So if you're getting that push right now from the universe or from area of your life that you're meant to step into your mastery, that's what it is. You're stepping into this place where perhaps you didn't know anything, and now you're understanding it more. And this could be astrology, right? You're learning more about your astrology chart. You're learning more about your energy, more about what you're healing, more about yourself. Capricorn strives to push us forward. It's where we can say, I can do this. And it will take the work and the effort, but you're meant to do it. Now, a few of you have asked some really good questions over the last week or so that I wanted to address because it relates to the same theme, and I think it's questions that other people have as well. So the first question that I have here is from a woman named Jenna, and Jenna and her husband went through some really difficult, painful, professional things throughout 2018, really severe, legal, law, big deal stuff that really shook them as a family, shook them professionally, really brought them to their feet. They were really even scared at times with these legal troubles and some bigger things that were coming through. In fact, Jenna even says it was like a crisis of faith. I didn't understand what was going on, and I feel like, you know, did I miss something? Was there something else here that I was supposed to understand? And the transits for them eased up as 2018 closed and as this year begins. When you're undergoing a really big, difficult, painful, hard life experience, it shows up in the charts in a few different ways, of course, and the energy doesn't always move through quickly. It takes time. And because of that, you can lose faith and have doubts, and you could wonder if you did something wrong or if you missed something. But one of the most important things about these transits and these big energies is that you look at how you have evolved because of the experience. You look at your internal self first and evaluate how you've grown, what you've healed, how your perspective has shifted, and you look at how your energy responds differently to the events or situation or experience, because chances are you're not the same person at the beginning of 2018 as you were at the end of 2018. And so the way that you really take stock of these bigger life transits and difficult times, first of all, you give yourself compassion. And you say, we did the best we could. We were really caught off guard. We were knocked off of what we thought we were doing. You know, we didn't understand what was happening. It was so overwhelming. It was so big. And we did the best that we could. We did the best that we could for ourselves and for our family. You give yourself compassion. You say, okay, this is what I knew at the time, and this is what we chose, or this is what I thought was happening, so this is what we did. We didn't have all the information. It came about as we went through this experience. And we believe that we did the best that we could. And I'm being repetitive with that sentence, but it's really important to tell that to yourself, because that can calm down any regrets or remorse or anything that might still come up, is to say we did the best we could, and all you can do is take it one day at a time. You have to give yourself peace. You have to let yourself off the hook for some things at times. That's very important. The other thing that's important is that you look at who you are now, and you look at how, okay, so I'm getting the visual of an aura. And outside that aura is like a Teflon coating. So think of an egg and the egg shell outside the aura. That egg shell, where at first it would have cracked easily or it would have been thinner, now that egg shell around the aura is thicker. And it's made of a different material, where it's made of, say, concrete or something really strong and tough. And you look at how the experience has strengthened you around your own energy, your own aura, your own choices, and how that is what you honor in yourself, because that's what you can control. When we have these big, difficult life experiences, there's so much out of our control. There's so much out of our power. There's so much that we can't take on, and that's why it can seem overwhelming, and the anxiety can show up, and the sleepless nights, and the intensity, right? All out of our control, and our minds go there to all these different places. But what you're meant to do is come back and look at how you've grown, how you've changed, and to look at how you are now stronger, and how these experiences brought you new levels of awareness about your energy. And it can be beneficial to look back and say, okay, well, that version of me chose this, but I'm a different version of myself, and so now I choose this. So you start to be the observer of your life, and you observe who you were, and you observe who you are now. And you observe it from a detached way that feels powerful, and you ask yourself, what was I meant to learn about myself, about my unconscious habits, about my energy, and or about any of my karmic energies that I wasn't aware of? And if you can lay that on the table and say, okay, this is what I was learning, this is what I was meant to understand, this is where I was perhaps honoring some karma or paying off some karmic debts or completing energies, and you allow it to reach a place of neutrality. Neutrality is very powerful, because then it doesn't emotionally sway you. When it does emotionally sway you, when it does trigger you, you come back to that point of neutrality. This is also part of the Capricorn energies, where we can say, this is what I learned, this is where I was practicing some mastery, this is where I was understanding some things about my emotional world, about my thoughts, about my way of being in the world. And now I come back to feeling stronger in myself, honoring that I am a good person, I am a person with good intentions, I'm a kind-hearted person, I'm a loving person. And nothing outside of my aura, nothing outside of me can impede that, can diminish that, or take away from that. So after you have a big, difficult life experience, and it feels like everything's coming at you, okay, and that could very well be true, very well be true, and I don't want to say that it's not, but what you are in control of and what you are in charge of is your own aura, your own energy, and everything within that. Your emotional health, your mental health, your spiritual health, your physical health, and everything else. That's where your power is. So you move through these difficult times, and then you reclaim your power, and you reclaim your strength and you understand how these difficult things made you clearer and more certain about who you truly are. I also believe from my own life experience, as well as working with numerous, you know, clients, a healthy spiritual perspective will also get you through. Because if you feel all alone, if you feel shut off from God or from the universe or from spirit, it will feel harder. But when you feel connected to God, spirit, the universe, it will feel like you're sharing the load and that you're not only doing this. And so not only do you get clear about your own aura and your own energies, but then you get clear about your connection with spirit. And I think this can be a catalyst for understanding your own spiritual self and your spiritual needs and your spiritual relationships that are only between you and spirit. This is also a Capricorn archetype, I believe, that it's you and God in conversation. It's only between the two of you. It's only that two of us are here. These two energies are here. And there's a privacy to it. There's an integrity, a respect. It's meant to be honored. And that's where you ask questions and you listen for the answers. Maybe that's where you go into hermit mode or you want to be alone in order to work through some things. But this is where you say, what did I need to learn, God? Or what did I need to understand, spirit? Or what were the benefits of this? Please show me what the benefits are of this. And then ask, listen, look for information, feedback, answers. That can come through many means. It can come through song lyrics. It can come through a movie conversation. It can come through your dreams. It can come through meditation. It can come through channeling. Think of all the ways that we're receptive to information. And you'll hear what's truth for you. And so if you've been going through something difficult that was karmic, then you would say, please show me how this karma is now complete. Please show me how this experience is now done for the best and highest good of everyone involved. I recommend working with it energetically, working with it through meditation, working with it in a way that is spiritually based or spiritually connected. That can actually do more than even our human selves can fathom. And that these things come through outside of our timeline, outside of our control. And so you come back to your power, to your purpose, and to your path. And okay, I don't have control over all those things out there, but I have control over my own energy. And today, with my energy, I'm going to do this, this, and this, A, B, and C, or 1 and 2. That's what I'm going to focus on. So astrological transits work with us in many different ways, many different means, and they can affect us at many levels. And when we have these big years, these big challenging episodes, I feel like some people have this expectation that it's all going to get better overnight. And sometimes it just takes a while for it to clear out. But as it clears out, right, as the energy changes or diminishes or fades away, what you come back to is even more of who you really are, more of your own power, more of your own strength, and you've shifted your perspective that it's not even about what's out there. It's about what's in here, in your heart, in your body, in your mind, in your spiritual self. It's about what's in here. So you come back and say, well, I'm stronger now. I've changed because of this, and I'm going to take the best of this forward because I'm taking the best of me forward. And that's it. Capricorn mastery. Capricorn mastery, where you decide, you declare your energy. And you declare it in a way that is empowering and that honors your own soul growth. It's very personal. I don't think that anybody can truly do it. No one can do it for you. You mean you do it for yourself. That's your responsibility. It's your empowerment. It's you. It's your conversation with the universe as an energetic being. But you declare, this is over. I've learned as much as I can from it, and this is who I am now because of it. And you declare, this is where I'm going forward. And you keep having faith and trust in light, in the light in the universe, in the light in yourself, in the possibilities that you can't see. I mean, we throw around the words trust and faith, but those are really big words. Right? Those are really big words because there's so much that we can't see with those. And we have to just keep going. And we have to just keep trusting. And it can be just taking it hour by hour, if not minute by minute. But that's how we build up our own strength, self-respect, and that connection to what's bigger than us that we don't have control over. Because if we were to focus on what you don't have control over, you'd be overwhelmed in 3 seconds, right? And there are days when we do that. I speak from experience. I can only speak for myself, but there's days when I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't do all of this, or I can't do all that, or how am I going to figure that out? Step one, go buy The Idiot's Guide to Automobiles. Go buy something that gives you that information. But more importantly, bring your energy back to yourself and what you do have control over. Because when you disperse your energy, when you throw it out there, when you put it out into other places and people and things, it's diluted. But when you have it all in yourself, right, when you call it all back to yourself, you'll feel stronger and say, okay, this is what I meant to do right now. This is what I meant to do. Point. So if you've been through a really rough year, like Jenna and her husband and their family, that really rocked them, that really shook them, that was possibly a feeling of this is never going to end, you return to, yes, it is going to end. Yes, we are getting through this. Yes, we are still in control and powerful in our lives. Yes, we can make the right, best decisions for ourselves and our families. And yes, there's going to be a new chapter ahead. So I felt compelled to share this with you because I trust that there's others who need this information or just this reminder that your energy is in your control, and that includes your mind, that includes your emotions and your spiritual self. And the more that you connect at that deeper place, that you feel you're not alone, that you feel your angels, you feel your guides, you feel God, you feel the universe, you feel spirit, whatever it is for you, I swear it alleviates so much, right? Just to feel like, okay, there's an angel standing with me. There's something else moving this through. And, you know, that big eclipse we just had is all about our new soul contracts and our new areas of mastery and what we're here to truly own and embrace in ourselves. So look at where you're ready to make these new commitments to yourself, where you're ready to own and embrace a Capricorn energy even more, and see how that raises up your own sense of empowerment. Okay, time goes so fast. I don't know how I just talked for 54 minutes, but I did. So I'll be back on Wednesday, friends, for our next show, where we'll talk about the astrology and energies of January 9th to January 16th. We're not in June yet. So I hope to see you then. Thank you so much for joining me, and I, as always, appreciate your energy and your time. Have a beautiful day ahead, and I'll connect with you soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.